Number six, right now, cheers. We are talking about the Conklin DuraFlex.
We are bringing today. Flexi back.
Yes, and we got to talk about this pen because we're going to get a lot of questions about it. We have a lot of excitement around it, and I think we're getting it today, right?
Yes, and we should have a bit of an exclusive on it, at least for the launch.
Yeah, so it's a dark black resin pen. One color, any color you want, as long as it's black. It has rose gold trim. It's very similar, basically identical, to the DuraGraph, if you're familiar with that pen. Very popular pen.
With one important difference.
It has a flex nib. Get back in now.
Yeah.
So it is a steel flex nib, and it has some interesting things going on with it. So we grabbed a couple of different flexes. I have a Pilot Falcon and an End Noodler's Ahab. So we can kind of talk about the different flexing options that we have. So we're going to ink these things up. Rachel, do you want to talk a little bit about like the availability of the pen and stuff like that?
Yeah, well, it is 75 MSRP. We'll be selling it for 60. It's just available in one nib size.
One nib size.
Is it like a fine, would you call it?
Yeah, it's pretty close to a fine.
A fine flex. Cartridge converter, obviously. Should be coming today by the time you're watching
paper
this
towel.
Video.
Oh, we're out of tissues. All right, let me grab a paper towel. Keep going.
And everything we've already talked about.
All right. Should have inked these things ahead of time, but that's okay. I grabbed like
now,
random inks.
Now, is this a regular edition or special? It's a special edition, right?
This one is. There's 1,898 of them. So once they're gone, they're gone. But I am almost certain they're going to put this nib on other pens. So this is Noodler's Apache Sunset that I have on here. This is Rhodia number 5 dot pad paper. So you can see how fine of a line I get. So I would call that a fine for sure. But then when you flex it out, it has these kind of cutouts on the side that allow the tines to spread apart. So you can see here, if I apply no pressure, I get a thinner line. If I apply some pressure, I get a thicker line. So if I kind of alternate there, you can see the variation that you get. And the thing that I like about this is it's a steel flex nib, but it has more, I would say it's easier to flex than the Noodler's nibs are, which are also steel flex, and the Noodler's flex nibs were kind of a game changer when they first came out. And I'm gonna stick with Apache Sunset, actually, so you can get a little closer comparison. Apache Sunset to me is like one of the best inks that you can use for a flex pen, and I'm just a big fan of it.
Oh, there I go with the lowercase r's again.
You and the r's. It's like your white whale. Now, how does that feel to you, Rachel?
Good. I'm not great at flex, so
I'm just going to write
it
sideways here while you're gone.
Practice. Yeah, it is easy. It is easy to flex for sure.
And it feels smoother on the flex too, like the Noodler's
it
ones.
It does.
It digs into the paper here. Switch to the Noodler's one real quick, and try that. It's going to feel very different to you.
Uh huh. It does drag more on the flex.
It feels a little, maybe a little finer too, but especially while you're flexing it, it feels very smooth and it feels easier. It requires, I wish I had a way to measure exactly the pressure that it required, but it definitely requires less pressure than the Noodler's one. So
it doesn't come with the smell of the Noodler's
pens. It doesn't. And I have a Pilot Falcon here as well. So the Falcon is a 14 karat gold flex nib.
So this is a great in-between price point. You have the Noodler's, you know, around the, I guess the Creeper starts in the $16 range. You have the Ahab at 23, Conrad, and then you get the acrylic and ebonite versions.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the DuraFlex at 60, and then you jump up to gold, you know, in your 140 some price point for the Falcon.
Yeah.
So the DuraFlex is a nice midpoint.
So now this is an extra fine, so it gets very, very fine.
Japanese too.
Yeah. And this is, it's harder to me than, I mean, not harder in terms of pressure. I think in terms of pressure, it's probably equal to the DuraFlex,
but it definitely
feels scratchier.
Yeah, I can't figure out the right angle.
So this isn't a little more sensitive on the downstroke. It's like you have to be really pulling it on the downstroke. And part of that's because it's the extra fine. I have a medium here as well.
You all know I don't like extra fines in general.
This is true.
So maybe not the best.
If I'm using like the fine or the medium, it feels about the same drag on the page.
But look, people, if I can flex, anybody can flex.
So
the whole key is when you're on the downstroke, you apply pressure and you let up on the upstroke. And that's all it is, and it just takes practice.
Now, one of the questions I know we're going to get asked a lot about this is people are going to want the nib, and they're going to be like, can I put this thing on other pens? So if I had thought about it, I would have...
We did test it before. It's shaped a little differently. We couldn't do it.
But I'm going to... do it live here and get my fingers all nice and inky, because I know we're going to get a lot of questions, especially for the Jin Hao pens.
I feel like you already did this, and we said...
I did internally, but I haven't talked about it externally. Or maybe I talked about it in Q&A. Externally. So if I use the same feed that was on the Jin Hao and the nib, and I try and put it on the Jin Hao, I just want to show you what it's going to look like. And Andy, good luck trying to get this. So I can kind of get it in there a little bit, but that's about as far as I can get it in. And that's not down far enough.
Can you bring it over here a little bit? Because it's going on your black shirt. There we go.
There you go. So it's supposed to be set down more than that. And basically what's going on, I'll pull it once you get a good shot there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, stay there. Stay tight.
Okay.
So I'm going to pull out. And I'm going to show you this nib in comparison to this one. Actually, let's bring it over to the paper. Sorry, dear. You can see here, it's actually wider at the base. And it has a different curvature to it.
I think it was the curvature that was a problem, why it wasn't super swappable with everything.
Yeah. Part of it's the curvature and part of it's the cut of the nib. Good luck getting that. So part of it's the curvature, and if I actually set them on top of each other, you can see one actually rests kind of inside the other. So the curvature is a little bit flatter, I guess, on the Duraflex nib, and it doesn't fit quite the same into other pens. So the question about will it swap in this and that and the other, it really doesn't swap. It's really just made for the Duraflex pen. So those of you who are looking to buy, like, oh, I can buy the nib and stick it on anything I want. It's technically a number 6 size, but it's cut a little bit differently.
Well, the nibs aren't available separately.
They're not available separately, but I think some people would want to buy just the pen and try to swap it.
Are these pens numbered or they're not?
They are, actually,
on
the body.
And it does say Duragraph.
It does.
The pen.
So yeah, it's a Duragraph pen. It actually says limited edition on the thing. So there you go. It's a numbered limited edition. It doesn't come with a card or anything like that, but it does have a number on the pen.
This is number 0000.
Ooh la la. Fancy
I do,
me.
I do like the rose gold trim on the black. I think it's a really, it's a trendy, elegant, modern look. It does all those things.
For sure.
So.
Yeah.
This is the Duraflex.
That is Duraflex indeed. It was nice to be able to jump back into it right now here. We have a lot going on this week. Just internally, we're doing our development reviews and stuff like that. So it'll get a little crazy for us, but we're going to try to keep it up. And, you know, we'll just mix it up a little bit. I was going to have Drew on this morning. He was excited to talk about Duraflex, but he is sick.
I'm sure you guys
have a lot of stuff going around. So I'm sure we will too. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed this very much. Enjoy your Tuesday and ride on.